This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Congressman John Larson joining us here in Bryan & Company. Where were you on June 23rd of 1965?
1965, I was a sophomore in high school, and yes. I don't know, remember exactly where I was on that record-breaking hot day, but I'm sure it's going to be warmer tomorrow.
How are you, Congressman? You doing okay?
I'm doing okay, Brian. How about yourself?
I'm well. I'm grateful for the time. These are moments that are very important for people of Connecticut to hear from their leadership. So we appreciate you stepping up in a time where there's a lot going on to address, you know, the people of Connecticut. So, of course, First District Congressman John Larson joining us here. Obviously, we have an all-Democratic congressional delegation. We all know, right. And most things you do not support the sitting president. In this dynamic, you know, if this is a one-off and needed to be done clandestinely, do you think he had to go to at least the Gang of Eight, or is it okay to do this unless we get drawn into a wider conflict?
Well, I think that's the question, Brian. As General Petraeus, as Joe Courtney points out, said, the most important question is, tell me how this ends. And therein lies the responsibility. Look, Iran has been for decades a nuclear threat. And so the actions taken first and foremost by Netanyahu and then Trump's decision over this weekend, even though he was saying he was hemming and hawing whether he would or whether he wouldn't, et cetera. I think he felt a little upstaged by Netanyahu, and you don't do that to Donald Trump. And he launched an attack. Now, I think there would be, you know, across the board support for taking out nuclear weapons. This has long been a goal of several administrations, Democrat and Republican. So the confounding question again is, so how does this end? And why not brief the congressional leaders? I mean, that's an act of war. It comes under the Constitution, under the province of the Congress, not the president by himself. And I'm sure the president will argue that this is not an act of war. This was just an attack.
Right.
But the leaders minimally should have been briefed. And apparently he did brief the Republicans, but after the attack had already happened. And I think that that's the, I think more has to do with the personality of Trump and his desire to let everybody know that he's in charge. But that's not what the Constitution says.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder what the leak situation might have been. I do think that, I mean, it's a difficult one because, you know, I'm sitting here myself. It's like, well, we want our troops and pilots to be safe. We want military missions to be successful. We know Iran wants to get rid of Israel and hurt us. At the same time, you know, we worry about, you know, the balance of power. So I think it's a precarious situation even for critics to be in, especially considering it was successful. But, you know, on the flip side, we don't know what's going to happen next. And to your point about Petraeus, we don't know how it ends. And so, you know, we're a country full of soft targets and you know, it's going to make some people nervous.
Well, and all the more reason why Congress needs to be briefed and brought into this. I mean, that's the whole concept behind a balance of power, et cetera. And here again, as you point out, I think that there would be, a majority of support, you know, on both sides, you know, especially as it relates to making sure that Iran doesn't have nuclear power. The Ayatollah Khomeini has been a problem for many, many years, et cetera. But all the more reason why people need to be briefed and brought up to speed with regard to this, because all these actions ultimately do have consequences. And to Petraeus's point, they need to be thought out and planned. And it's not a question of did Trump have the authority? Yeah, he has the authority, no different than President Kennedy is saying that, you know, although he did consult with Congress about it, that there is, you know, the Bay of Pigs invasion, and then ultimately aligning the country and making sure we're all together on the blockade and preventing Russia from arming Cuba. But nuclear threat has to be taken seriously. It's something that all administrations have been concerned about, and I think there's wide support for that in Congress. The question is, in a constitutional democracy, the branch of government that is co-equal and is part and parcel of this decision making needs to be informed. Yeah. And that's the criticism that isn't about the nuclear threat or Iran, but as General Petraeus remarked, how does this end? Yeah. What was your intention, Mr. President, and why were you cautioning Netanyahu about this before? And why then, after his actions, did you decide, well, this maybe is the right time to do this?
Yeah.
Questions need to be asked.
Yeah. Yeah. From all accounts, it seemed like Israel is like, we couldn't give you any better opportunity. They can't even fight back. So it's either now or who knows when. We're talking with Congressman John Larson here, First District Congressman O'Brien and Company. A couple other topics really quickly. We only have about 2.5 minutes.
Sure.
We talked earlier with Jill Schlesinger from CBS News about Social Security. And it's not news to me. It's like, I know that things are going to get bad after 2033. And so the conversation's the same. We either raise the cap, we either add to the FICA tax a little bit, or we change the retirement age. But with the between the big beautiful bill and the international diplomacy, I don't think this is going to get played this year. We're probably going to leave it till 2032.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, no, it should get played this year. And listen, there are 10,000 baby boomers a day who become eligible for Social Security. They all look at that pay stub that says FICA, Federal Insurance Contribution. Whose? Yours. This is something they have paid for. This is not in an entitlement program. This is something people have paid for. And frankly, Congress hasn't done anything, Brian, to enhance this program in more than 50 years. So people cannot wait. I did tours throughout the district this past week, and at every senior center was the same thing. When is Congress going to do something? And I reminded them, I said, you have to, the whole Connecticut delegation is together on this, but we have to push Congress to take action on this so that people get the relief they need. And as I say to my Republican colleagues, what better economic development plan is there when all 535 districts, congressional districts, get minimally above $200 million monthly that goes to Social Security recipients? Where do they spend that money, Brian? Right back at their local grocery, the pharmacy, paying their rent and mortgages, heating and cooling their homes, and putting a little gas in the tank. It all helps.
What would you do? What would you do? Would you raise the retirement age? Would you increase FICA by a bit, or would you raise the cap on the tax?
Lifting the cap is the most obvious and direct answer. Why is it that some people should be exempt from paying into Social Security? It's the nation's leading insurance program. Number one anti-poverty program for the elderly, number one anti-poverty program for children. I mean, this is pretty clear, and all Americans benefit from it, so everybody ought to pay their fair share. And lifting the cap on people making over $400,000 does allow us to enhance these programs and extend solvency. Yep, there's a lot more work that needs to be done, but this is immediate. People need relief now, and everybody ought to pay their fair share. Because you're a billionaire doesn't entitle you to not do and support, whether it's national defense or the safety net for capitalism and entrepreneurialism. That's what Social Security is.
Yeah. Got to run. I guess maybe in July we'll try to catch up and get more of your take on the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. But we do appreciate it again, Congressman Larson, you taking the time to be with us.
Happy to do it anytime, Brian. Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Need to hear you.
We'll talk to you soon. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.